This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice. Mr. Modi congratulated Parliament for enacting a remarkable law that serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslim community. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, the PM stated that the sanctity of Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of marginalized Muslims, women and children will be safeguarded.
साथियों मैं देश की संसद को सर्व समाज के हित में मुस्लिम समाज के हित में एक शानदार कानून बनाने के लिए बधाई देता हूं अब वक्फ की पवित्र भावना की भी रक्षा होगी और गरीब पसमंदा मुसलमान महिला बच्चे सबके हक भी महफूज रहेंगे
Mr. Modi highlighted that the debate on the Waqf Bill in both houses of parliament was the second longest in India's parliamentary history. He noted that the Joint Parliamentary Committee held 38 meetings and engaged in 128 hours of deliberation on the bill, with nearly 1 crore online suggestions received from across the country. The PM also noted that this demonstrates that democracy in India is no longer confined to parliament alone, but is being strengthened through public participation. Accusing Congress of practicing appeasement politics, the Prime Minister said that such politics is fundamentally against the core concept of social justice in India. In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that within a few years, India has risen from being the 11th to the 5th largest economy. He emphasized that despite numerous global challenges, India has advanced at a faster pace and doubled the size of its economy in just one decade. He expressed confidence that India will soon become the world's third largest economy, with this unprecedented growth driven by the ambitions and aspirations of the country's youth. The PM added that during the first 100 days of the year 2025, the government has not only taken decisions but also laid a strong foundation for the future. Mr. Modi underscored that during this period, India became the fourth country in the world to achieve satellite docking and undocking capabilities. The PM asserted that delaying projects hampers the nation's progress, while performance and swift action drive development. On Mudra Yojana, the PM said this scheme did not demand guarantees but placed trust in the people. Mr. Modi emphasized that peace, stability and a sense of security are essential for a nation's rapid development. He said that his government's strong political will and sensitivity have transformed the situation in Jammu and Kashmir, and today the youth of the region are actively engaged in development. Underscoring the significant progress made in combating Naxalism and fostering peace in the Northeast, the PM remarked that over 125 districts were once engulfed in violence, with government boundaries effectively ending where Naxalism began.
साथियों आप नक्सलवाद को भी देखिए देश के 125 से अधिक जिले नक्सलवाद की चपेट में थे जहां से नक्सलवाद शुरू होता था वहां सरकार की बाउंड्री खत्म हो जाती थी बड़ी संख्या में नौजवान नक्सलवाद से पीड़ित थे हमने ऐसे नौजवानों को मुख्य धारा में लाने के लिए प्रयास किए बीते 10 वर्षों में 8000 से अधिक नक्सलियों ने सरेंडर किया है आज नक्सल प्रभावित जिलों की संख्या भी 20 से कम रह गई है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that entertainment is one of the biggest industries of the world and will expand more in the coming times. Addressing an event organized by a private news channel, Mr. Modi stated that to encourage the art and culture, the government of India is organizing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, Waves, in Mumbai next month. He added that Waves will empower Indian artists to create and take their content to the global stage. The PM spoke about India's vibrant and creative industries, including movies, podcasts, gaming, music, AR and VR. President Draupadi Murmu has said Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at the Champali Mort Center for the Unknown at Lisbon in Portugal. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working in Portugal as flag bearers of the country who have made a significant contribution in enhancing India's pride. President Murmu departs for Slovakia from Lisbon, Portugal, marking the second and final leg of a two-nation state visit. At the ISSF World Cup, shooter Vijay Veer Sidhu became the first Indian to win gold in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event, while Siruchi Singh claimed her maiden gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol event in Buenos Aires, Argentina yesterday. And that is the end of this.